What do you want to do now?
Let's do this.
That's technology. And here we are. It's another waste of a podcast. Podcast number 15, Adam?
I think so.
15.
Yep.
It's a milestone.
The big 1-5, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to our audience, lady and gentlemen.
We have the most unlistened to podcasts on the internet and web. We have a guest today in studio,
which we're very stoked about.
Very stoked. I'm going to just call him Intern Nick.
How's it going, everybody?
Nick the intern. Nick, awesome.
Nick the intern. He's going to be running the secondary computer to get any pertinent information we need and inputting here and there, just like we're doing.
That's right.
So let's start off. We always start off. This is podcast number 15, and we had probably the same amount of downloads we had last week.
Which is about 12, right?
Around 11 or 12, yes.
Yep.
Dedicated downloaders.
Yeah, that's like clockwork.
It's not every day either, so thank you, you guys, you 12, for downloading and hopefully listening.
That's right.
A bunch of clicks, but I'm not paying attention to that right now. Adam, have you had a good week?
Yes.
I saw you won a major award.
I won a major award.
Yay.
That's right. I directed a musical here in town, and it was a musical called The Producers. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that.
I think I heard of it.
We were nominated for 12 awards and won Jesus. 8, so that's good. The other 4, they screwed us over.
What were the other 4 for?
The ones that we lost were for costumes, but we lost to Beauty and the Beast. Mm. So I guess that's kind of like, you know...
Someone had to be a beast.
Yeah, but, I mean, most of those costumes get rented, you know, because people can't build those costumes from scratch, you know. So, like, my costume lady, she built so many Nazi uniforms and dancing showgirls and little old lady dresses. And
it's good to know that the Nazi uniforms just weren't sitting around.
You know who made the Nazi armbands? This guy right here.
Congratulations.
Way to go. Yay.
Have one.
Way to go.
I'm going to wear it, I think.
Oh, that's a look.
Right? I'm bringing it back.
Bringing it back. All right.
And my show won for set, and I think it won for set because it had a 12-foot in diameter swastika that we lowered from the ceiling.
Wow.
And it had 100 chasing lights on it. So you know what like those Hollywood signs that spin around, or Vegas signs?
Wow.
So it had that on there, and we've been trying to sell it. So anybody out there wanting to buy a 12-foot in diameter lit swastika, please email another waste of a podcast, and I'll get back to you.
At gmail.com.
I heard.
At gmail.com. If I can't get rid of it, I'm going to just do The Diary of Anne Frank and have this giant swastika come.
If you make it a musical, then it'll be perfect.
Right? No musical. Or I guess I could do Sound of Music.
There you go. That's much better.
Yeah. They have swastikas there.
What were you going to say, Nick?
Oh, I think you should do a rendition of if Nazis took over Las Vegas, you'd have it set.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Now, who's to say they haven't?
It's true.
Well, I've never heard it, and odds are I would have heard of it.
Well, congratulations.
I was looking for all this Nazi paraphernalia, and I'm sure that I'm on some FBI list right now.
There you go.
You know, they're like, oh, there's that Adam again. Yeah,
he's looking up Nazi paraphernalia. And
looking up Nazis.
How to make a plane take off, but not how to land.
Well, if we're thinking positively, now that means that we have more listeners now, right?
That's true. The FBI's listening. We love the FBI.
The FBI, thank you for listening.
CIA, too.
And the CIA.
Oh, those guys.
The NSA.
What's that?
The National Security.
Oh, they don't care about us.
The TSA.
Now,
those guys, they're like, damn it.
Anything to get me through the line faster at the airport. TSA, all the way.
We got to pat down that little kid.
Now, you know, at the TSA, I never understood, why can't they ever have any good-looking people working there? I mean...
Because I think they have to pat you down.
Well, right. Well, wouldn't you want to be patted down by a good-looking person?
Yeah, but what happens if, you know, things start to come up?
Well, how long does it take to pat a person down?
Have you seen the new pat-downs?
I have not.
Jeez. I asked for a cigarette after the last time I went.
Ooh.
Full body cavity search?
I don't even smoke.
A friend of mine, she posted on Facebook this morning that she has lost her driver's license on vacation and has to take a flight home tonight. I'm certain she's not getting home.
No, there is a way. They'll be able to do it.
Oh, what's the way?
I don't remember, but there is a way. You have to. They can call people and all that kind of stuff.
They can call their mother.
It'll work.
They can call their mother.
Yeah, she'll get home. Is this your high school friend that you went out to eat with the other day?
No. This is someone in a friend. It's one of Sarah's friends out in. I think if she's out in Utah or something, but I think she's on vacation in Vegas. No, that was another interesting story.
Nick, did you hear about this?
I did not, no.
Dave, just tell us the story.
It's actually not even that interesting, but it became more interesting. All right, so I was supposed to... first of all, it's Old Home Week for some reason, and I saw a friend of mine, Mike, who I went to high school with, from kindergarten to high school with. But then once we were in high school, I never talked to him again because we split up groups.
Oh, you split up?
We split up. We split groups. Mm. We were at different lunch tables, I guess.
Groups, I like that.
And so that was interesting. That was in preparation for having lunch with my ex-girlfriend from high school, college.
Ooh, interesting.
We were, her and her family, her husband, kid, and her in-laws were all coming to Disney. So I had been pumping them full of information about what to do and where to go and how to do it and where to go and whatnot and so on. So
I Dave knows.
I know a lot. So shut the face. So,
did you tell them how to get around mouse gear?
No, I did not.
Like, I could certainly show you where the make your own candy bag is.
Follow the gray carpet. That's all you need to do to get around mouse gear is follow the gray carpet. Anyways, the last email I had gotten from her was like, hey, we should meet up on Friday. We're all going to be in Epcot. What's your cell phone number? So I send her my cell phone number. And then she never posted anything else on Facebook after that. So I wasn't sure if she got it or not. Because she doesn't seem to check her Facebook every few hours like I do.
Okay.
Adam?
Yes?
Do you check your Facebook every few hours?
I work on the internet for a living, so.
So you're constantly checking Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
Nick?
No.
You know?
No. Wow. I figure if people want to find out about me, they just have to hang out with me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at this guy.
Yeah, you know.
Off the grid.
Off the grid, that's right.
Can't find out about
Until
me.
Until today.
Until today, now he is the grid. Okay, so Friday comes, and Sarah and I are like, well, we haven't heard anything, but it's our day off. We might as well go to Epcot anyways. So we go to Epcot, and we're walking around, and we're doing stuff, and we're looking at my watch, and I'm like, you know, it's 1 o'clock. She's not going to call, so we might as well just do our own thing, and if we see them, we don't, whatever. So Sarah goes off to the ladies' room, and I'm standing in Germany watching the standing far back, but watching the people watching those LGB trains.
Okay.
All right. Does everybody know the trains I'm talking about?
Yes.
Those are
Das Train.
Das Trains goes through Das City.
Wait. Yep. I got an idea. Maybe Disney needs a huge swastika behind them with lights.
Oh, maybe? In Germany? Oh, yes, they do, my friend.
They probably have one, and there's a warehouse that they don't use. It's probably sitting in there going...
That's right. He's like, damn it.
Darn.
So Adolf Hitler Day never took off like we thought
it
would.
That was the Hitler ride.
Right.
There was going to be a whole Third Reich ride. So,
I'm stopping. There's so many inappropriate things that I could be saying right now.
So I'm standing there waiting for Sarah to come up, and I'm looking at all the people looking at the trains and whatnot, and I'm scanning through the crowd, and I'm like, you know, this place isn't that big, and we're bound to run into them, and that's when I saw her.
Ooh.
I'm like, son of a bitch.
Creepy.
There she is.
Awkward.
What do I do
just
now?
Just as you remembered her?
Did you lock eyes? Was it like in the movies?
15 years older? No, she didn't see me.
Oh.
All right, so...
Oh, so it wasn't like Peggy Sue Got Married?
No. I was far enough away. She didn't see me, and I'm like, ooh, shit.
Did you hide then?
I didn't hide.
Okay.
I stood exactly where I was. I was all the way on the other side by the lake, so I was a good distance away, and okay. I wasn't going to approach because I wasn't going to do it without Sarah. So I waited and I watched them leave and I watched them walk towards Italy. And Sarah comes up and I'm like, Sarah, you're not going to believe this. I just saw them. She goes, oh, okay. I said, she was like, what do we do now? I'm like, well, They never called. So maybe they don't want to see us.
Right.
So why would we go up to them? So we decided we weren't going to do anything. So we walked. Right. We walked on.
Okay.
We passed Italy. We got to America. And then I thought, man, if they find out that we saw them.
How, Dave, yeah, really? Yeah.
So we stood there.
Why would you think that? How would they find out?
Because I would say something. I'm an idiot.
So we you're stupid.
So we stood. Okay, so hold on. We stood there for like another 2 minutes and like, you know what? This is our turf. If we run into them, we run into them. If we don't run into them, forget it. So we just keep moving. So we kept moving on and we went to Japan and we're shopping through the Japan store because Sarah loves that store because that's where she's from.
Oh.
She's from Japan. And,
really? I didn't know that.
She was born in Japan, yeah.
Oh, my God.
On a Navy base.
Oh.
And so
she's there you right. go.
But she's not Japanese.
Oh, right. Yeah. Figured.
It's a racist thing to say.
Yeah. It's, I mean, you know.
Very presumptuous of it.
Yeah.
So Sarah's looking at some stuff, and I'm looking around the store, and I look up, and there she is. There's my ex-girlfriend across the store with her mother-in-law.
Okay.
So I'm like, I turned to Sarah and said, just to give you a heads up. There they are. They're walking right towards us. They don't see us yet. Because mind you, we haven't seen each other in 15-odd years.
So does she look the same?
I think she looks the same.
Okay.
I mean, I picked her out of a crowd like that. I mean, she had shorter hair. So I waited for them to literally get on top of us. Because they weren't, you know, making eye contact with anybody. So
they were looking at all the goods.
Exactly. But I saw them and I thought, man, this is going to be super strange if I just let them walk right past me. So I said, I know you. And like, oh, hey, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. She goes, you know.
I had to call you.
She goes, I left work on so-and-so day and I never got a chance to check my email. And we just left straight from there and, you know, school, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, I understand, you know.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Possibly. So we stood there and chatted for a good 10 minutes, and then we went our separate ways.
Yeah, shenanigans.
And that was it.
Yep, calling shenanigans on that.
Shenanigans on the fact that she didn't get the phone number or the fact that we only talked for 10 minutes?
Phone number. Well, shenanigans.
The whole thing sounds funky, man.
I've got witnesses for the whole thing.
Nick doesn't even believe the whole thing. He's calling shenanigans on the whole thing. He says you're lying.
It's the fact that like you gave her your phone number and you guys already talked about hanging out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So then you ran into him. So it could have been easily, well, why don't you guys just come out with us? But she didn't. She was just like, well, let's talk awkwardly probably for 10 minutes. Mm-hmm, and then, mm-hmm. you know, you go your way. And we'll finish our way.
Mm-hmm.
She never wanted to see you, Dave.
Probably not.
It was one of those nice things.
Yep.
Oh, well done, Nick. That's exactly what it was.
Am I hired as the intern now?
Oh, yeah. We should totally
hang out.
You're not
getting paid, that's for sure. and you know what? You guys are probably right.
Mm-hmm.
What did Sarah say about the whole thing?
She thought it was weird, too, but...
Yeah, she was like, dude, she never wanted to talk to you.
Sarah goes, after we walked away, she goes, so did you make the right decision? Between her and I had to correct her. I said, first of all, I didn't make the decision. She dumped me in the first place.
Oh, Dave, so you shouldn't have said that.
I shouldn't have said that.
No, you should have said, of course.
I said, of course I chose you.
Come on, Dave.
I chose you.
Dave, send me a message over with her name. I want to see what she looks like.
Her Facebook page does not have a picture of her on it. It has her son.
Oh.
So, I'll have to.
So, you're telling me no? That you won't send me over?
Adam, I'm feeling that vibe, man.
Right?
You can
He's pulling a what she did to him on me.
You can talk about this for 10 minutes, but you're still going to walk the other way.
That's right. Mm. Yep. Yes. Yep.
Yeah, I know I've got... I know. See, I got high school pictures of her in my... In your
Facebook?
Yeah, in my photo album, but they're all, you know, from way back when.
All right, well, that doesn't matter, Dave.
You just gonna go. Get a little bit taller and a little bit wider as the years go on. Should be no big deal.
Let's see if I can find...
What album should I be looking in, Dave?
Jeez.
You got 7 billion photographs on here.
I love myself. I got 454 pages.
All right, well, that's...
Whoa.
Because I've got 3 computers right next to each other, they're all...
And then there's one here that looks like the Bubba Gump shrimp, but it really, to me, just looks like one of those... what are those things called?
Sea monkeys.
Sea monkeys. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. can't I look in? Isn't there folders anymore?
There are, Dave, up at the top.
See all photos. This is riveting at this point.
Like six photos.
Oh my gosh.
Well, keep talking, Dave, and then just find her and tell me where to
go. I'm talking. What are we talking about?
We're talking about awkward run-ins with your exes. I mean, it's weird.
Did she go to Spain with you and Sarah? Because that's where I'm at right now.
No. Okay. Here,
no.
You're in Spain.
Don't talk about. Hold on.
We're in Spain now. I thought we were in Japan and Epcot.
There is Spain.
I'm confused. Wait, I think I can look up on the internet where I'm at. Hold on.
He's gonna Google Earth where he is right now.
Earth right now.
All right. Did you get my message?
I did. So I need to look in that one.
Yes.
That's where I'm looking?
In that folder, yes. There's one picture of
her. There's a folder in there?
It's called
okay, hold
that.
On.
Ay, caramba.
It is called that? Okay.
It's called that.
Where is the folder?
Dave, which one was it? Left or right?
Oh, here we go.
Right. Sorry, I just confused myself.
You definitely made the right choice.
But that was
I can't wait to see this.
Dave, Sarah's awesome.
That's true. She is awesome.
So whenever you're listening to this, Sarah, you're awesome.
Sarah once, Sarah once listened to the podcast and tried to respond.
Oh, right.
To what Adam was saying.
Dave, is it the picture that I'm talking about? Is it the only picture I see of two ladies?
Yes.
God. And which one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Definitely the right choice.
Yeah.
Guys, assholes.
Oh, there is not a doubt in my mind. Actually, I'm now thinking, why did Sarah pick you?
I think that all the time.
And I'm like, really, Sarah?
Hey,
is that your car, Dave?
That is my car. You know, that's right. We were talking about cars.
The Duster.
We were talking.
Why didn't you tell me there was a picture of that piece of shit?
I forgot about it. I love that car.
Hold on. I can see why, Dave. It looks like a car that like a burnout would have.
A burnout.
Yes, you were a burnout, weren't you?
Wow.
I did not smoke pot in high school.
But you wore leather jackets in high school.
I did wear a leather jacket.
In high school. If you have to listen to Dave. He clarifies after his statement.
I speak truths.
I never smoked any pot in high school.
In
my sophomore year.
No, when I was in high school, since I was a musician, I hung out with a lot of guys who smoked a lot of pot and drank a lot of booze, and I didn't drink or smoke, but I'd be in the cafeteria and be like, hey, man, we're going out to the back of the school to smoke some pot, and you want to join us? And I'm like, I don't think they said you like to join us.
We'd like to join us.
And my traditional response was, no, sorry, man, I'm trying to quit.
Oh, nice.
And they go, oh, man, that's cool. I need to cut down, too.
Nice, Dave.
I'm trying to cut down on all this pot I've been smoking.
And my wacky tobacco. So that's how I was able to stay in with the cool kids. Well, not the cool kids, the burnouts.
It was a way to stay clean and with the cool kids.
Exactly. I was cutting. I was straight edge, but with a hint of...
You're a straight edge liar, man.
Yeah, I was a straight edge liar.
There you go.
Oh, Adam. So in the end, it was pleasant to see and speak with her for a good 5 to 10 minutes. And Sarah and I went back out to the park, and we had some food, and we saw some movies and
shenanigans.
What movie did you see,
Dave?
We watched the Norway movie.
Dave, I don't think it was a pleasant 10 minutes.
It was an awkward 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna deny it.
Don't play it up, man. I got you.
It was an awkward, strange 10 minutes of standing next to each other with her mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Right. Who's like, oh, is that creepy guy you told me about?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's a guy that I don't want to talk to. Okay.
She's like, damn it, just keep looking down.
Just keep looking down. Though,
Nick, when was the last time you were at Universal?
Oh, I don't know, a couple months ago.
And how was Harry Potter very popular that day when you got there?
Yes, very much so, yeah.
Did you have to wait in line to get into the into Harry Potter?
Yes.
Okay, Memorial Day. They went to Universal first thing in the morning, no line.
Oh, wow.
They got in. They were able to see all the stores. They didn't ride the ride, but they were able to wait in line and then get off. But they said there was no line. I'm like, son of a bitch.
So wait, so you're now telling me the conversation that you had with her?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, wow. Okay. I got you.
That was the conversation.
That was the that took 10 minutes?
That took 10 minutes? There was a lot of ums and
up oh, and interjection and awkward silence.
Her husband, her son, and Grant, and then the father-in-law were all at the other side of the park riding Soren.
She didn't ride Soren?
No, they went back to ride it again.
Okay.
She was going shopping with her mother-in-law. So needless to say, it was an awkward conversation.
Yeah.
And it's over. And
called you on it.
And everyone can move on now.
Sorry, Dave. I hope you invite me back. I don't mean to call you out on it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, it was a fun...
Oh, we'll keep calling, yeah.
He's an intern.
It was a fun podcast for the time that I was here.
So, Nick, do you have anything going on right now?
No, not really.
Okay,
no.
Guys.
Okay,
how's work? Good?
It works great. Oh, Dave, you're stuck.
You're pulling... There you go.
I didn't pull you.
What's going on over
Sorry.
There?
We get our cords got crossed.
In Italy. Japan, sorry.
Right.
It was a fun 10 minutes.
Hey, Adam, have you gotten your invite to Italy yet?
No.
No? It may not happen.
I know. I'm beginning to think that it's a lost cause.
It's probably for the best because it's going to be really expensive.
Yeah.
Sarah's dad has bought his tickets already, and he wants us to fly with him.
No.
And it's going to be an additional $1,000 for us to fly with them, or if we take a different flight, it'll be $1,000 less.
Mm. Then do the $1,000 less.
That's what we're going to do, but yeah. We haven't told him yet, unless he listens to this podcast.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe tell him that you'll fly with him if he pays that extra $1,000.
But then we would just take that $1,000 and do something else with it.
No, he'll just buy your tickets.
No, I guess you can do that.
Yeah.
I'd rather do something else. I'd rather pay off a credit card.
Dave, you already said that you owe $100 million on your credit cards.
At least.
So that, I mean, that won't get...
Sarah would like me to stop talking about her credit card debt.
Did she just, like, yell that from the other room?
She's not even here.
She's like, stop it!
No, there's actually a post-it note that says, Dave, do not talk about our credit card on his computer. So.
And that was the first thing we talked about.
Right there.
No, that wasn't the first thing, but... I have this written down, and Adam, you can relate to this, I think.
You're saying I can't relate to it, Dave?
No, you can't.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm just checking.
Just sit back.
Okay.
Adam, I was at Lowe's today.
Yeah.
And Miliana was a big hit. Everyone loves her at Lowe's and at Walmart.
So what were you doing at Lowe's, Dave?
I was buying, I bought some salt or something for my water purifier.
Okay.
And then I had to go back and buy some white lubricant for my garage door.
Right.
Shit. And you know, everyone's looking at the baby going, oh, so cute. And I walked past another mother with her baby, but I couldn't see the baby in her stroller. But I thought, man, I wonder what all these mothers think of my beautiful child. And if they look at their child and go, oh, she's not as pretty
no,
as Miliana.
No, one of them does that.
You don't think so?
Oh, because I've seen some of the ugliest babies in the world.
Yeah.
And like, people are just like, oh, he's so cute. I'm like, no, he looks like a foot.
That'd be awesome. Foothead.
Not even a foot, like a hobbit's foot.
Right, with all that hair.
Mm-hmm.
But how?
Well, I mean, like, you guys have probably seen ugly kids,
I've
right?
I've seen some terribly ugly children.
But do you think that their parents are walking around behind them going, ugh, my kid's so ugly?
No, but...
Or do you think that all parents see the kids and think, oh, yeah, my baby's cute?
But when they look at Miliana, I mean, don't they know?
I think so.
Don't they doesn't know what to see in their heart-to-hearts. Like, oh, man, that's what a beautiful baby looks like?
They go home and cry.
Wah.
Jeez. I thought we lost you for a second.
That was good.
Oh, that's just what I thought about.
That was good. That's good, Dave. Good topic.
I'll cross that.
Good topic, Dave. Let's talk about Marvel and DC.
Once again, Nick.
To the nerd subjects.
I do this.
Hold on a second. Can I ask Nick something before we get moving?
Please.
Nick.
Yes.
Give me your opinions on Robotech.
Robotech?
Yes.
Hold on. Let me look that up.
Okay. No, you don't have to. Okay. Look at Dave's shelves.
Oh. Oh, God.
Do you see some big robot that looks like a plane or something?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's Robotech.
Yeah. I love it.
Thank you.
Damn it!
He doesn't know what he's talking about either. So.
Oh, good. Good. Okay. Good job, Nick.
Adam, they feed me every once in a while, so I have to say.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
At least one. At least once every few weeks.
Yeah,
once.
Yeah.
Oh, they do?
Sarah bakes really well, also.
She makes some salsa with that magic bullet.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
salsa is badass.
She made some salsa the other day that I took a big scoop of it, and the cilantro was so strong in the beginning that it was so cool. I'm like, Mom, this is actually really good. And then 2 seconds later, my mouth is like, ah, what the fuck? Oh, we have an
laughing at you.
We have an explicit rating, so we can use as much foul language as we choose.
Yes, I forgot to tell you that, Nick.
Oh, really? I'm sitting here saying darn and dang. I mean, the Catholics like me know.
We rarely earn that explicit rating. Though,
Did you just say you're Catholic?
No, I said the Catholics love me because I haven't cussed yet.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, Nick, every week I don't know if you... Well, you're not on Facebook a lot, so I post on the Facebook. We're looking for topics to discuss.
Okay.
And every week, normally, people fail me.
Okay.
They give me nothing.
Well, I'm here now, Dave. Don't worry.
Well, this week, from our good friend, Michael Manker...
Hi, Michael.
He used to have that seat here and right there.
Oh. So. Oh, did I kick him out of it?
No.
No. Oh, okay. He kicked himself out of it, actually.
He did, and he's probably sitting at home doing nothing right now.
Well, I hope I exceed his expectations.
Well, he has no expectations for you, so.
Dave, you should have said something like promising for me, like that I had to fill.
You've got large shoes to fill.
There you go. Thank you.
He's not wearing any shoes right now.
No.
Anyways, Michael Manker sent a message on the Facebook as to a topic we should talk about. And not only that, at around 1 o'clock in the morning last night, he texted me the same topic.
Mm. Oh.
So he really wants to talk about this. And though we're not normally a comic book podcast.
Yeah, we talk about Robotech instead.
Should it? But because I know there's a lot of comic book podcasts out there. So we're going to be discussing Marvel versus DC.
Got it.
But the movies.
Oh, I like the movies, yeah.
So not the comic books. So not the comic books or the history that goes along with the comic books. We're talking the mainstream movies that were on the big screen.
Got it.
So, Adam.
Yes.
I printed out a list of all of the movies. And at first, we're going to go down this list real quick and cross off the movies that we are not going to qualify as part of this discussion. And I'm going to go through by year if you're ready.
Can I point out the first one?
Can you point out the first one? Can certainly point out the first one.
Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck, 1986.
You got to remember Howard the Duck.
Yes. It's on Netflix now.
It's a good movie, except for it's totally crazy. Like, a duck from outer space comes down here if you really break it down, he finds this, like, really sexy girl.
Leah Thompson.
And falls in love with her.
Yep.
Who wouldn't?
But then she falls in love with a duck.
Right.
Kind of strange.
What would that baby look like? And if they saw Dave and Emiliana in Lowe's, they would be jealous. I'm telling you.
They'd be like, oh, my baby is ugly.
Talk about cross-genderization right there.
There'd have to be a new label.
Yeah, a new duck human.
A dehuman? It's a foul human.
Yeah, you're a foul human. I'm just saying, that was Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck, 1986, was starring a duck, Leah Thompson. And the guy from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, I can't remember his name, who played Ed Rooney.
Ed Rooney.
We'll just call
him Mr. Rooney.
Surprisingly, most people don't know Howard the Duck was based on a comic book.
Oh, wow.
Adam, did you know that?
And it was Marvel?
It was a Marvel comic book, yeah.
Oh.
It was a social-political comic strip that, when made into a movie, was not.
It was all about
social,
bestiality.
More political.
Wow.
1989.
Okay, so we're not doing that one, even though we just talked about it for 15 minutes.
Yeah, I enjoyed that movie because Leah Thompson's in her underpants.
Yes, I did like that movie for that same reason.
Did anyone see the 1989 movie The Punisher?
Yep.
With Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
With Dolph Lundgren?
Yeah.
I didn't see it. Was it any good?
Mm-mm.
No.
I really enjoyed his fake beard that he had the entire, like his 5 o'clock shadow that you could tell was sponged on.
I'm just going to write under here, bad.
It was. I mean, you know, I own it. I'll let you borrow it, but...
I'll have to watch it.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
It's bad.
Here's a couple of movies that no one ever saw. 1990, Captain America. Anyone ever seen
it? Oh, my God, yeah. Wasn't that made for TV?
I don't know.
I don't think it showed on either.
I didn't see it. I'm crossing it off. Yeah. It doesn't really count. As well as the 1994 Fantastic Four. Nobody saw that because I don't think it was ever released in theaters. Crossing that off. Mm-hmm. All right, so now...
Hey, I never even heard of it.
It was terrible. I mean...
Really? Who was in it?
Look that up on Wikipedia.
Yep, got it.
Nobody was in it, per se. But if I recall, the person who owned the rights to it were about to lose the rights to it. So they had to make a movie real fast. So they pulled up a script and they made this movie, and it was terrible. It was bad special effects, bad makeup for like the Thing. It's very dumb.
I'm getting there. I'm slow on this computer stuff.
Very slow. The space bar doesn't work very well either, so. He's our intern, Nick. Intern Nick. He's not. He doesn't get any college credit for this, though.
Oh, bummer.
Since he's not in college.
Yeah. Wait, what year was it?
This is 1994. This is also going to be a two-hour-long podcast, so.
Oh, fun.
Oh, it looks hilarious.
TV series.
What's the 94 episode? No, film. Try that. Oh, my gosh.
There's a baby crying.
Look, Adam, are you looking at this on Wikipedia?
Oh, I am looking at it.
I think I've seen better Halloween costumes.
Oh, well, needless to say, it was a bad movie. And we're not counting it. But if you have the opportunity, you should definitely watch it. Adam?
Okay, I will.
And now we get into the modern Marvel. This is when Marvel all of a sudden picked up the ball and decided that they were going to actually do something with their properties. And they made Blade.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys see Blade?
I enjoyed Blade. I thought it was a very good...
I did, too.
Very good trilogy, actually. I thought all the movies definitely stood by themselves, you know. Were fantastically put together. And Chris Christopherson was good in it.
Yes.
He played a good old man. So
with the gimpy leg.
With the gimpy leg. Now, I think at one point, whenever I watched it, he gimped on the wrong leg for like a whole scene.
Yes.
In the first one. Because, I mean, you know, you always watch the first one, and they're, like, epic. But, you know, like, there's all these, like, little faults because they're like, oh, it's not going to be as epic as I thought it was going to be and all that other junk, you know? But, yeah, no, for an entire scene, I'm pretty sure Chris Christopherson limped on the wrong leg. But, you know, who notices that stuff besides me? We don't care.
I didn't even know when Blade came out, I didn't even know that it was a Marvel comic. Did you know?
No, I didn't know it either.
I discovered it just when the that was the first movie that was that was the first Marvel movie in the modern age, but it didn't have the Marvel logo in the beginning of it.
They were ashamed.
They didn't know they were testing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw the movie and I thought, oh, this is awesome. So we're definitely going to keep that in. And that leads us into 2000, the X-Men movie,
which I loved.
I also loved.
Oh.
The X-Men is phenomenal.
It was great.
I love the movie. Sarah and I saw that movie in a matinee. We loved it so much, we went home to her dad's house, and we were talking to her brothers about this movie. And we were talking about the surround sound when Professor X is talking in your head.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we were about to watch another movie on TV and on DVD, and the surround sound thing came up. And we all stopped and we looked at each other and we got up and we went back to the movie theater and we saw it again.
Nice.
Without even saying a word?
Without even saying a word. We just were like,
y'all just, that's great.
We, I mean, we all, afterwards, we were like, we just kind of looked at each other and like, let's go see X-Men. And we got up and we left.
Now, nice. I think I'm going to go back on what I just said about Blade. How it was, you know, it was the first movie made, so they didn't expect it to be big, but, you know, then it turned out huge and all that stuff. So, you know, the first one, they allow mistakes. X-Men was not like that. I think it was a huge... Like, everything was perfect. It was awesome.
They paid a lot of attention. There was a few mistakes that fanboys would recognize, but I think as a general whole, I liked that movie a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Adam?
I'm not a fanboy, so I liked it a lot.
Followed up in 2002 by Blade 2, which what are you guys' opinions on Blade 2? Did either of you see it?
Yes, I did.
I did.
I saw all of them there. Yeah,
I thought it was the worst of the
series. Was Blade 2, was that the one with Ryan Reynolds?
No, that's three.
That was three.
That's Trinity, right? Blade Trinity, yes. Or something?
Blade 2, he wrestles some WWE wrestler.
Yeah. Blade 2 is also, I believe, the movie that he stopped paying
Triple
his taxes
H.
on.
That was the last one he stopped paying his taxes, yeah, at, poor bastard.
So. Poor, is he still in jail?
Yeah, I believe he's still in jail here in Florida somewhere.
Wesley Snipes.
That leads us to 2002's Biggie, Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone likes Spider-Man?
Yes. Yeah. I liked X-Men better than Spider-Man.
I don't know. The Upside Down Kiss was awesome.
I'm a huge Spider-Man fan. I'm a huge Spider-Man fan, so it's hard for me to say, to talk bad against it. So I'll go to a controversial movie, Daredevil.
Don't even bring it up.
Oh, I hated Daredevil.
I loved it.
It was terrible.
Oh, it goes to show you.
I loved it.
It had Ben Affleck in it. That's all I have to say.
I like Ben Affleck.
You would. Everything, Dave.
He has my life, my career.
Did I ever tell you about the story that whenever I was in Epcot, I passed by Ben Affleck and had a 10-minute awkward conversation in Japan with him?
Son of a bitch.
No, you did. Hey, Ben Affleck.
Hey, Ben Affleck. We never used to date, but we should pretend like it.
All right.
Oh, by the way, I'm not gay. But if you are, I support. Way to go. For all those two listeners.
I don't know if we have any gay listeners. Well,
if we do, I didn't piss them off.
You never know.
It's possible.
There you go.
Possible.
We could now. Who knows?
We're branching out.
Thanks. Thank you, Nick, for opening the door.
No problem. The news of the new intern could really boost numbers.
That's right. New intern.
As intern, your job is to get us at least 11 more subscribers.
11 more. Okay. That's fine. That's fine.
I can do that. That's fine.
Well, if you can help us out anyway,
we can post this on Facebook, can't we?
We do constantly.
There you go. Well, we got another page to put it on.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right, here we go.
Enough said. X-Men 2. Which was X-Men 2?
I liked X-Men 2 a lot.
Why can't I remember which one that was?
It was
X-Men 2 was the last one that the first director did.
The last one that was good.
It had Nightcrawler in it.
Yeah,
he's
cool.
He's an English actor.
Yeah, Alan Cummings.
Yeah,
I liked X-Men 2.
Yeah, I liked X-2 a lot.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember what it was about, but
that was the one.
That was the one where they came up with the gene that could take away your mutantism.
No, that was the third one. X-Men.
Oh right, X-Men 2.
That was with Stryker, General Stryker.
Oh yeah,
and the whole
Wolverine type of thing, right? So,
yeah, and the son that could.
Yeah.
Force people to do things with his mind.
Yeesh.
Like half the other people in the movie. But for some reason he was stronger.
He does it with chemicals in his brain. Anyone see the 2003 Hulk?
Yes.
The Ang Lee drama?
It was better than Daredevil.
I hated every second of it.
It was better than Daredevil?
And the Hulk sucked. That's how bad.
I might disagree with you there. Like, I think Daredevil was better than the Hulk, and I hated both of them.
The Hulk was so boring, and the thing I hated most about the Hulk was when it ended and then didn't actually end.
Yeah.
It kept going. It had a whole fade to black and everything. Like, oh, thank God, this movie's over. Then it comes back up, and now we have Abomination. Like, son of a bitch.
Mm. Right.
Just end.
It was a callback, though.
Just end.
Well.
2004, The Punisher.
Oh, that's
that one was very good. That was with
John Travolta.
No.
Yeah.
Which,
Thomas Jane.
Thomas Jane. Yes.
Jane? Something like that.
Didn't see it.
It was good.
It was really good.
I heard it was good.
I mean, John Travolta. I mean, he's a song dance. You know, he plays a lady in one of his movies. But he's a good villain.
Yeah.
He's a good villain.
I like to see people who normally play good guys be psychopaths.
I wonder what it would have been if they would have had a Punisher like music. In break, like where they actually all started dancing.
Dun, 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 dun.
I mean, it would have been a new karaoke hit.
Like a West Side Story type of thing breaks out.
Yeah.
He's a love ballad of why after his family's been murdered.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2?
I think Spider-Man 2 is the best Spider-Man movie.
Spider-Man 2, that's Dr. Octopus.
Yes.
Let me see Josh Arnold.
That guy plays a really good villain too, the guy that
from Molina.
Yeah, he was also the bad guy. He was Snidely Whiplash.
Oh my God! Yes,
he was the best part of that movie.
Which movie?
Dudley Do-Right.
Never saw it.
It's not Marvel.
Oh, you should see.
I was going to say it's not on our list here.
No, I'm sorry, Dave. Threw him off.
Blade 3. I enjoyed Blade 3.
That was the one I was
That's with Ryan Reynolds.
Right?
Yeah, it's with Ryan Reynolds. And
Who's the Jessica? No, is it Jessica?
It's Jessica
Alba.
Samba. No, it's Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel.
Because it wasn't Jessica Biel. Mm-hmm.
That girl, she could shoot a crossbow at me any day.
Oh, yeah.
And she would murder you.
Dang. No, you guys said Triple H wasn't in the second one. He was in the third one.
Well, who the hell was in the second one?
I don't know.
I don't think there was a wrestler in the second one.
The second one, there was so much CGI. There was a big CGI wrestling scene at the end where he does a DDT or something. I was so pissed just watching it.
No, that was the third one.
Was it the third one?
Hold on, I'm looking it up.
The third... I don't remember anymore.
What's it about? Deleted soundtrack references.
Anyway, there was so much... We were at Blockbuster when that movie came out on DVD. And I said, hey, let's rent Blade 2 because we'd seen it in theater. And she goes, oh, that movie's terrible. And there was a guy standing there who had the box in his hands. and he put it back.
He's like, oh.
Way to go, Dave.
I didn't. I liked it. It's a kind of. It was pretty terrible.
Ron Perlman's in it.
Yeah. That was the one with, like, the worst vampires. Like, the vampires had to kill the worst vampires because those vampires were killing not the good vampires, but the regular vampires.
It does not appear that there was
a wrestler in there?
A wrestler, no.
Well, watch the ending battle sequence and you'll be like, oh, what's this ridiculous?
Ron Perlman's cool as a wrestler. Which, by the way, is Hellboy on here?
No, it's not a DC or it's.
Well, that one is good too.
We'll have to, next week. We'll have to throw that in there.
Hellboy. Hellboy coming next week. Podcast.
See, we got a teaser.
Coming next week.
Podcast 16. hopefully, with the return of Nick, the intern.
Nick the intern.
Nick the intern.
It may be somebody else playing the part of Nick the intern.
Oh crap!
All right, we got to keep moving. Got to keep moving. Elektra. Anyone see Elektra?
Wasn't that the
nope.
porn one?
I saw
with
that.
Carmen.
No, not Carmen Electra. Oh. It was with, what's his name? Jennifer, anyone going to help me with that?
Garner.
Aniston.
Who was it? Jennifer Garner?
Jennifer Garner.
That movie was terrible.
Well, let's pass it.
It was terrible. It was just a miserable movie. I hated every minute of it. as well as, I didn't see this one. Did anyone see the 2005 Man-Thing?
Man-Thing?
No.
It's some sort of swamp monster. It's the answer to Swamp Thing.
Oh, God.
Fantastic Four's 2005's Fantastic Four.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
It was all right.
I hated it. I was so mad. I'm like, how could they ruin this movie? And they did.
I thought the thing was pretty cool.
I thought the thing was.
What's her face in her underwear was cute. Yeah. Was real cool.
Okay, if that was for 2 hours, then I would have appreciated it more.
Yeah.
X-Men 3.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
It was a bad one.
I didn't like it as much as the others, but
we just changed his opinion like that.
But you can like it, Nick. It's fine.
I like it.
I wasn't a fan. I thought I didn't like Kelsey Grammer's The Beast.
Oh my God, I loved it. Anything that you, whenever you can toss Kelsey Grammer into anything, it's going to be good.
I liked it at the time, and then I thought about it. I'm like, oh, this is stupid.
Did you see on the special features? It showed The Beast actually in women's clothing. Yeah.
I did not see that.
No, I'm joking. It's just because Kelsey Grammer likes to wear women's clothing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's okay.
It's okay.
It's a new interest group.
How did you know?
It's all over the news. How do you guys miss this?
It was on the news.
Kelsey Grammer divorced his wife, also likes to wear women's clothing.
I think his wife
still likes women.
I think his ex-wife announced that.
Yeah. Whatever.
Ex-wives do that.
Yikes. Kelsey Grammer's awesome. Go Frasier.
Ghost Rider. Anyone see Ghost Rider?
Unfortunately.
See, I liked it.
I hated
it.
Did
you?
I liked it.
Ghost Rider and Elektra had the same thing in common as they had a group of villains they had to beat, and they did it one by one.
Yeah.
Like a video game. Till they got to the end, they got to the big boss, and I was so mad. I was watching a bad video game, which I imagine the game was just as bad.
Well, I mean, you got to give it up to Nicolas Cage can play the same character in every movie he's in. I mean,
you know what?
Fantastic.
You're right. Give it up. Give it up to Nick Cage. Yeah.
Who was the cowboy Ghost Rider?
Oh, it was Sam
Neill. No, not Sam Neill. Sam.
That's Jurassic Park. Watch out. We have a...
<It's> Australian. Sam.
Oh, hold on. I'll look it up.
The intern's going to spend 10 minutes looking this up.
Shut up.
Anyways, I liked when the cowboy Ghost Rider showed up, because then that showed a little bit of continuity to the comic book. Ghost Rider. Rider on the Storm. But in general, I thought the movie was terrible. And don't want to ruin anything, but there is a sequel.
Sam Elliott.
There is a sequel coming out for Ghost Rider.
I thought it was great.
All right, we're moving on. Spider-Man 3.
Another good one.
Yeah.
The Sandman, right?
Yes.
The church guy played it. He was pretty good. And what's his? The only thing that I couldn't stand is the guy from That 70s Show playing Venom. I mean, I just kept looking at him, waiting to see like a circle time with all these bad guys like they're high, like, oh, man.
I accepted.
I didn't do this in high school.
I accepted him. What I didn't accept was the crazy emo scene where he's the whole big dance sequence with Tobey Maguire. Yeah. Sorry, Peter Parker.
Peter Parker.
The evil Peter Parker.
Bum, bum, bum.
If Fantastic Four didn't disappoint me enough, Fantastic Four 2...
The marriage.
that made me want to kill myself. Anyone see Fantastic Four 2?
Yeah.
Part of it.
That's the Silver Surfer one, right?
Yes.
No.
I couldn't believe... I was so looking forward to this because I thought, you know what? There's no way they can make this movie worse than the first one. And by gosh, by golly, they did.
Well, it wasn't that nice of them.
Yes. And now we are in the true golden age, Iron Man.
Epic.
Yep.
Epic.
Yep.
It's the only Loved thing you can
say. Loved Iron Man.
Everything from the... I mean, I was never an Iron Man fan in the comic books, but the movie, I mean, the armor, everything, amazing.
I mean, yeah. Well, you got to look at Marvel's star players here. I mean, Blade, look at the guy. Look at Wesley Snipes, didn't pay taxes. they pulled Robert Downey Jr., I think, out of a dumpster to do this one, didn't he? I mean, out of rehab. Sorry, Robert Downey Jr.
He was already getting... cleaned up.
Was he?
Oh, man, he was bad.
Was he getting back?
He
was back. I mean, he was fine at whenever he was doing this. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's still okay.
But this was his big coming back. I mean, he made a bunch of movies that were probably good, but this nothing was like this. I mean, this was...
Have you ever seen him in Zodiac? Kind of a sidetrack.
No, Zodiac. I have not.
It's a really long movie, but you have to check the movie. It's fantastic. Fantastic.
You lost me at really long.
Well, yeah.
All right, we got to keep moving. Anyone see The Incredible Hulk with Edward Norton?
Good.
Yes, I really liked it.
It was better.
But going back to Iron Man, I think this is when Marvel sat down at a table and was like, let's start a big franchise on Marvel.
They pretty much did.
Look at all these bazillion crappy movies we just made. Let's start off with Iron Man on a new slate.
Well, and they pretty much did. I mean, when they got to this point, they're like, well, they had been trying to make Marvel or Iron Man for years, and at this point, they're like, you know what? If we're going to do Iron Man, we got to do it right, and we want to do it, with the expectation of the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
So and they did. And
did you know the director was Happy? I think that's what they call him. His driver was the director.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was
John Favreau.
Favreau.
Yeah.
From Swingers.
Oh yeah.
He directed that too. Okay. We got to keep moving. Punisher Warzone. Anybody see that?
Nope.
No.
That was I didn't see it either. But that was a comic book that they went with.
Yeah.
Wolverine.
I saw it.
I hated it.
I thought it was. I thought it was good.
It was ridiculous.
Oh, really? I didn't hate it at all.
I thought it was ridiculous. From his poofy haircut, to the idea, to Deadpool at the end, who's my favorite Marvel character. I don't want to get fanboy, but ridiculous.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds once again.
Deadpool his moniker is the mercenary, the merc with the mouth. So he talks and talks and talks and talks and talks. Then at the end, where they have his mouth sewn up, I'm like...
Yeah, they could have ruined it. I mean, ridiculous. They probably ruined it there. Assholes.
Iron Man 2.
I cussed.
He did, yay. Iron Man 2.
I like
enjoyed it. Enjoyed it.
Mickey Rourke?
Yeah, he was
fucking good.
Creepy as hell.
Creepy.
Thor? Has anyone seen that?
Yes, I saw it. I liked it. I mean,
I haven't seen it.
It's not an Iron Man. I'd say it's under Incredible Hulk. Like Incredible Hulk was good, but it wasn't awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say Thor was underneath it because now they know that now it's kind of like Wolverine. We're just placing movies in here to build you up for this Avengers. We're introducing characters like the stronger ones.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, whenever we bring this big movie in, you know who they kind of are already. So I thought it was good. There's a lot of CG. Anthony Hopkins plays his dad,
which is pretty awesome.
It's cool. That's cool.
I'd like to see it, but I can't go to the movies, so. And this is what we have to look forward to in a quick recap. Captain America, Ghost Rider 2, The Avengers, The Amazing Spider-Man, and in 2013, Iron Man 3.
I'm super, the one I'm excited for is Captain America.
Yeah, I'm very excited about Captain America. He saw an extended movie theater preview, so.
Well, this is where Marvel kind of makes me upset. This is where Marvel and DC make me really upset, is that they're reusing old actors for new positions.
Yeah, the Human Torch shouldn't be
Captain America.
Oh, right. I see what you're saying.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, they're going back. They're like, we already dealt with these people.
But, you know, Fantastic Four
was such
a... Well,
it's like the Green Lantern is also Deadpool. And aren't they making a Deadpool movie?
Who's also Blade. I mean,
what's his name?
That's fine. I mean, Blade and being a superhero is completely different, but he's all over the place.
But Fantastic Four doesn't count because that movie was terrible.
Right.
Nobody saw it anyway.
Right.
Okay, so you see the juggernaut of Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move to the side to DC. And there was a whole bunch of DC movies that came out before this, but really the DC started in the movie industry in 1978 with Superman.
There you go.
The movie will make you believe that a man can fly.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was a classic.
And, yeah, it was a good movie.
And DC went on to follow that up with Superman 2.
Yep.
One of my favorites. Neil Before Zod.
Right.
That's right. Oh, that was a good one.
Yes. Which they just followed that up in 1983 with Superman 3.
Mr. Luthor. Mr. Luthor.
Superman 3 was with Richard Pryor.
Yes. The lady that turned into a robot.
Yes, which is terrifying.
I mean, yes, it is terrifying.
Whenever they made that with Richard Pryor, I think they were like, we have a good movie industry. Richard Pryor's huge. We should just toss him in there and see what happens.
That's pretty much what happened.
Yeah, it worked.
They asked Richard Pryor if he wanted to be in this movie, and he's like, it'd be ridiculous, stupid not to do this movie.
Yeah. Surprising just Gene Wilder wasn't in it.
They were inseparable.
Right.
Yeah, they were always together.
So you can see that they're following a theme here at DC. 1984 Supergirl.
Never saw it.
Anybody see? I saw chunks of it. Adam.
Never saw it.
Never saw it.
When you say you saw chunks of it, was she a chunky girl?
It was very, very thin.
Very
svelte.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. So now they move on to 1987, Superman 4, The Quest for Peace.
Bum, bum, bum.
Anyone see that?
Is that with the sun guy?
That was with the sun guy and John Cryer.
Yeah.
That was a terrible, terrible movie. Even Christopher Reeve was making it, thought this was a terrible movie.
Oh. But he was making buku dollars off of it.
Yep.
That's right.
Who cares at that point?
1989. All right, finally we're getting into something different. DC's like, we've got other comic books. Let's make the Return of the Swamp Thing.
Oh, God.
I like to say, where did it return from?
It returned from the swamp.
That's true. I thought it was, I mean, if they would have stuck with it and would have made more of them, it was kind of like one of the first ones. Like whenever you don't pay attention to detail and all that stuff, it's kind of like a cult following, you know, the Swamp Thing. They should have made more and made more in depth to it, I think.
I never saw it. I wanted to, but I never got around to it. Adam?
I never.
So then we lead into the original Batman.
Yep.
Michael Keaton. Jack Nicholson. It was on today.
Tim Burton.
I was watching it. It was on
it
today.
It might be one of the best films ever made.
Epic.
I like it and I don't like it at the same time, but I think the liking it outweighs it.
Yeah.
What?
I think Jack Nicholson, even with
makeup,
he's still Jack Nicholson.
Well, that's what made him the cool Joker.
He, one of the segments I wanted to do was how did Wizard Magazine, which is a comic book magazine, how it lied to me. Because for years and years and years they would put, you know, here's what's coming out in the movies, and they were talking about the next Batman, and Jack Nicholson said that he wanted to be in the next Batman movie, which was Batman Returns, and there they said, but you can't because you're dead.
Yeah.
And he's like, I fell into a vat of toxic waste and survived.
Right.
Why can't I survive a 100-foot fall?
100-foot? That was a 150-story.
Story.
150-story feet fall.
Which... Whenever you, if you remember back, whenever he's falling, that is a huge, huge church.
Yeah.
Gotham City? Gotham has a huge church. Apparently,
everything's huge in Gotham.
Apparently, this city reeked with crime, and terrible people that probably do not go to church. We have this abandoned, which it was abandoned, abandoned old humongous church.
It was probably used a lot back in the
humongous people 40s. Church days.
Right.
I mean, what do you need that big of a church? I mean, whenever they show well, like the
City.
Ground floor.
Maybe that was the only church.
There was like 100 pews. I mean, what did you need all those other the storage rooms?
That may have been the only church in the entire Gotham City.
There you go.
It's because it's riddled with crime.
Every floor had a different denomination.
Well, okay. DC, in their deep history of characters, and they've got a deep history of characters from Batman, Superman. Who else does DC have?
I don't know. Read down the list.
Aquaman, The Flash.
I was The Flash.
He was The Flash at Six Flags.
Nice.
Who else? They have Green Lantern. All these characters, they decided, let's just keep running. Batman Returns, 1992.
Oh, I believe that Batman and Batman Returns were the two best Batman. I mean, well, besides the new ones. The new ones,
I agree.
Really like those
I completely
two.
Agree with you.
But I think the old ones stand on the same level, just a different genre. I mm-hmm. mean, it's two different yeah. comic books, I think.
It's totally creepy.
Yeah.
With the penguin eating raw fish.
Oh, my God. Danny DeVito is awesome. Fantastic.
But that movie was awesome.
And, they're epic.
Fucking Catwoman.
I think they should have kept Tim Burton, mm-hmm. and they should have kept Michael Keaton for Batman.
Yes.
He played the best Batman.
I think if Tim Burton had stayed, Michael Keaton would have stayed. Because he had said, I read an article back in the day, where he had said that he would be Batman until he was old, fat, and gray. Because it was a cash cow. Why would he stop doing it?
Why would he stop doing it? But then Tim Burton.
I think Tim Burton left. He's like, well, then I don't need to be here anymore.
Now, going back to the Batman, just a stupid fanboy fact. Did you know that Jack Nicholson did not get paid to play the Joker?
I did not.
No.
He did not get paid for it. He went to Tim Burton and was like, I want to play the Joker.
He really loved his character.
I will do it with no pay. And the studio was like, well, we can't let you not get extra features here. So, I mean, you can watch the special features on it. He goes, I will not get paid. And the studio was like, no, we'll give you a certain percentage of whatever the movie makes. Well, since the movie is still making money, that is the best and only time that they've ever made a contract like that, because Jack Nicholson still rakes in money from that movie.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
He gets a check every month from that movie. Best movie deal ever made.
Best movie deal ever made was George Lucas with Star Wars.
Oh, really?
He got exclusive merchandising.
Oh.
And they thought at the time, what kind of merchandising are they going to make from this Star Wars movie?
Pretty sure you can wipe your ass with Star Wars toilet paper now.
That's why he's got Skywalker Ranch. Yeah. He's a gazillionaire a billion times over. Because
For an actor, then.
Right, for an actor,
An actor, then we'll say that.
Well, because Alec Guinness, who played Obi-Wan, did that same type of deal.
Mm-hmm. He just got points.
That Jack Nicholson did.
Oh, really?
But he's dead, so he hasn't reaped as much benefit as Sage Jack Nicholson has from.
True. That's very true. All right, so with this deep, deep history of DC Comics, we move on. They decide, let's make Batman Forever.
Joel Schumacher. Ruined.
Joel Schumacher. Batman Forever was not as terrible as, say, a Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
It did start the beginning of the day glow. Everything's glowing.
Yes.
And it became more of the 60s TV show type camp.
But I do have to say, though, the villains in it. Jim Carrey as the Riddler and Two-Face as Tommy Lee Jones as the Two-Face. I thought it was a wise choice. I thought they
Yeah, I did like them, but for some reason I didn't like Val Kilmer.
Hot and cold.
I liked Val Kilmer. I thought he was all right.
No.
Didn't like him.
He wasn't Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
No.
I think that's why
I didn't like him.
He wasn't and then Nicole Kidman ruined it for me.
Just by being too hot.
But with the franchise, though, I do like the fact that they kept Alfred. Alfred was in all the movies. That was Commissioner Gordon
mm-hmm.
was the same too.
They kept the continuity there.
Yeah. But I still like them because they're the Batman franchise. But I don't think they.
So they mm-hmm. with this deep, deep history of DC Comics, they move on to Batman and Robin, which is by far the worst movie. Starring George Clooney, who blames himself for killing the Bat franchise, which I think is unjust.
Yeah, I would agree.
There was quotes I read in the Wikipedia where Joel Schumacher's announcing, remember, everybody, we're making a cartoon here.
No.
So he...
I would freeze you.
This is Joel Schumacher. I mean, didn't he make Lost Boys?
Yeah. I think.
Yeah.
Hold on.
The interns at work.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he made Lost Boys. I mean, he made a lot of movies which were, like, dark. And, like, I don't know what he was thinking when he did this. While the intern's looking that up, finally DC decides we're gonna, we're finally gonna use some of our secondary characters, some characters that people love and admire. 1997, they released Steel with Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh God, yeah.
that's the black people's answer to RoboCop. Which, by the way, just as gays, I support black people too.
We love the gays. They're very happy, and we like black people.
That's right.
We need to get a black person on the show.
Yeah, Joel Schumacher, Lost Boys. Yep. You're right. Let's see what else he directed. Oh man, he's old.
he's very old now. Let's see. So, I mean, he directed some movies.
The Incredible Shrinking Woman, DC Cab, St. Elmo's Fire, Lost Boys.
Hold on. He directed DC Cab?
Yep.
With Mr. T?
Yep.
Interesting.
Let's see. Anything.
St. Elmo's Fire.
Batman Forever. Batman and Robin.
Falling Down.
8mm.
Wait a minute. Wasn't
Falling Down?
Wasn't Falling Down
wow.
with Michael Keaton? Not Michael Keaton. Michael Douglas?
Or Michael Douglas. That's shocking. I liked that movie.
See, that's why it blows my mind that this movie was directed by this guy.
You go down to 2002. He directed Bad Company, which wasn't a. Anthony Hopkins could have done better, I thought. I think it was Anthony Hopkins and Phone Booth. Phantom of the Opera. That was
He did
Gerard Butler's big break here.
Yep,
number 23. That was also Jim Carrey.
Oh so yeah,
I like how directors do that. How they use some of their old
those people they've worked with before.
Yeah, the people that they work with.
All right, so Steel was a roaring success, and they afterwards DC decided to take a break and to come back with a movie that they were going to knock out of the park. This is going to be the movie for them to bring DC back onto the charts. 2004, Catwoman.
Give me a break.
That movie was a big pile of shit.
Yes, it was a terrible, terrible movie. There was not one good thing about it.
I'm not a Halle Berry fan anyway.
Yeah, neither am I.
Since I didn't see it, was that even like a prelude? Like, was that anything to do with Batman Catwoman? Or was it just like, we're going to take a lady and make her a cat?
It was originally.
Yeah, nothing to do with Batman.
Did you see the movie, Adam?
Yeah.
As far as I only saw, once again, parts of it. As far as I've read, this movie was originally supposed to be Catwoman, Batman's Catwoman. But Halle Berry and her team, because she produced it, decided that they wanted to make some changes. Oh. So they changed it all up, and it became someone, a different character entirely.
Yes, she was more like a good person.
So I don't know why they changed it. I don't know why they left it as Catwoman when she was wearing no clothes at all.
Yeah, I think we should talk about the DC's version of Iron Man right now. Is the next movie?
You want to go back to Steel?
Nope, is the next movie right now? Is Batman Begins?
Batman. Well, yeah, they came back to their senses and did Batman Begins, which was an awesome movie.
Unbelievable.
I mean, well, that's 2 years before Iron Man, so at least DC had a hand up on that. They had two years right there.
They were building up. It was with a powerhouse movie, which revamped the franchise, to say the least.
Revamped it. Man, it surged it. It was awesome. Fantastic.
And they knocked it out of the park to follow it up with Superman Returns, another hunk of shit.
Superman Returns.
Hunk of shit. Yeah.
I liked it.
If you want to pull out, I think Kevin Spacey played a really good.
Kevin Spacey. Yes.
He was really good. I didn't like the guy that played Superman.
What's his name, Roth?
Or something.
What was funny was going back to Wizard Magazine lied to me. Wizard Magazine back in like 1998 said the best person to play Lex Luthor was Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey. But Gene Hackman did a great job. You know, we're not going to tell. Yeah. He's Jack Nicholson. You know, to the Batman. You know, and then Kevin Spacey's the new guy. I think. I mean, they were different, but at the same time, they were the same.
He was very, very Lex Luthor-y.
I wish they would have brought back, instead of having him, Kevin Spacey's Lex Luthor, had a girl assistant, they should have brought back the little old fat guy.
Yeah. Yep.
Mr. Luthor.
Brought Otis back.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mikey Maker, who used to be a member of the show, had a really good point about Superman Returns. In the scene when Superman is spying, basically, on Lois Lane, he goes, while he's spying on Lois Lane, there's so much crime happening in the city.
Yeah. Right.
People are getting stabbed, and people are getting, carjacked. And here he is. He's just watching.
He was just watching. Like, it was just kind of creepy.
Yeah, he's,
which, and I just thought of too, is she crossed over because she played the bad chick in Blade 3, like the bad vampire lady.
Really?
And she was also, she was the, not Lois Lane, what's his, Mr. Luthor's
assistant
was the same
girl.
You're
right. I can't remember her name though.
I don't know.
I can't either.
All right, then when they with their rich history of DC Comics, they go into the Dark Knight.
Oh, fantastic! When I thought they couldn't make Batman Begins better, they did the Dark Knight.
If I can just make one point here, the one bad thing about Batman movies, the last two, was the Batman voice.
I would agree with
you.
Yeah. He's like, "Why I talk like this?"
You're the voice of the city.
I'm going to bind you.
This suit is too tight.
Wherever you are.
It is constricting my vocal cords.
I'm going to find you, Joker.
Someone's going to have to make me a better suit.
I don't know if that was just me, but it sounded pretty good in my headphones.
Worship me.
No, it really did sound good, Nick. That was a good impression. Well done. Dave's is not so good.
Sorry, Dave.
Yours
like
is more like,
movie.
I don't know.
But I do like to point out that every movie that... This is bad. I'm not even... No.
It's too late. Too late.
Every movie that the Joker appears in, he dies in the end. Yeah.
He doesn't die in the end of...
Well...
No.
The Dark Knight, does he?
They can't bring him back.
I think they can't bring him back.
I think they do in this next movie. I think he's supposed to be in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then they somehow kill him
Which
off.
Is another cheesy... Off. I know I keep... Dave's going to kill me. I keep getting off the list, but Heath Ledger's last movie... I just had it in my head.
Oh, the Dr.
Parnassus and the Incredible Secrets or something like that. I thought it was a fantastic movie. If you haven't seen it, you should see it.
I haven't seen the whole thing. I'd like to.
It's fantastic. Like the way, if you look at it, what they did and everything like that, it was awesome. And the three guys, Johnny Depp, Colin Farrell, and the other guy.
Adam?
From Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, the guy that was...
Yeah,
they didn't get another movie. They didn't get paid for.
They did get paid, but they gave all the money to
his family,
his daughter. I thought that was way cool.
That was awesome.
Which makes sense. So those guys didn't need any money.
Here's a movie that no one knows is a DC movie, The Watchmen.
Blue penis for 2.5 hours.
Yes, I was like, oh come on.
I mean, technically, what was it, Doctor? What was his name?
Geez.
It was a Dr. San Francisco. What was his name? Dr. Manhattan.
Dr. Yes. Manhattan.
Oh, should have. Nice. I mean, you'd think he's a crime fighter that Viagra might have approached him as their spokesperson, because that man was not all that well hung for being a huge dude. I don't know why I'm talking
blood,
about. Once again, I want to state I'm not gay.
He's now stated that twice, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm talking about blue penis, you have to.
Wasn't brought up.
You gotta watch it. Oh,
Jonah Hex.
Oh.
Anyone see Jonah Hex?
Yeah.
I take it you saw Jonah Hex?
Terrible. I actually, that's the movie that I wanted to talk about at the very beginning. It's because it's the one that jumps out at me, because I have a huge problem with it. Adam, have you seen it?
No, I don't even know what it is.
Okay.
It was that movie that, it's like almost a cowboy movie, right?
It's a cowboy movie, but if
the guy's face is like half mutilated.
What you have to do.
Oh, this was just recently with Josh Brolin?
Yes.
2010.
Which he's a good actor. He's great. And I mean, he played it well, but if you've ever seen The Outlaw Josie Wales with Clint Eastwood from way back in the when, you have to, podcasters, the two of you, five of you, ten of you, 11. However many, you need to watch Outlaw Josie Wales with Clint Eastwood, and then watch Jonah Hex. It's the exact same movie.
Really?
Exact same. I mean, in the beginning, Clint Eastwood's family dies, same with Josh Brolin's, you know, and it's a band of guys. I mean, maybe The Outlaw Josie Wales was based off of the comic book, and I don't know this.
The Outlaw Josie Wales came out well before the comic book.
Well, yeah, so then the comic book definitely had to take it.
Probably lifted from it.
Yeah. But it was, it's like, I mean, it's like watching a remake of it, which either way was, like, Jonah Hex was a remake of Outlaw Josie Wales, The Outlaw Josie Wales was a lot better than Jonah Hex.
Jonah Hex, Western comic book created, blah, 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 doesn't give me a year yet. Hold on, publication history. Oh, it was, first came out in 1971.
So probably after Outlaw Josie Wales, then.
Yeah, maybe.
Hold on, I'm looking.
in 77, it had its own series in 1977. Jonah Hex has battled alcoholism. And as an adult, faced his mother's turn to prostitution. Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew about Jonah Hex? And then we move on to the movie that is just coming out. Has it come out yet?
Which one?
The Green Lantern.
No, not yet. It's coming up soon.
How do you feel about The Green Lantern, Adam?
I wanted to see it until I saw a preview for it.
Nick?
It's gonna and then I saw a preview, I was like, oh, forget
it. I think it's DC's version of Thor, because Thor was nothing but CG, and that's what this movie looks like, is nothing but CG.
Right?
Yeah.
I was excited about... I was excited as a Marvel fan could be about Green Lantern, just because it was just a comic book movie. And then I know all the fanboys are super excited about that he says the Green Lantern credo in their My Darkest Night or whatever. And then when I heard him say it in the preview, I'm like, oh man, this is gonna be lame. I don't know. It just looks. I'm disappointed just by the look of it so far, and it's just it's a lot of CG.
Poop. Well, I mean, once again, it's Ryan Reynolds. I mean,
I'm a fan of Ryan Reynolds.
I think he's going to try to be. Let's see how many movies we can put Ryan Reynolds in.
I hope he still does Deadpool, and I hope Deadpool it goes back to his original character. Going to the future, The Dark Knight Rises, and Man of Steel is supposed to come out in 2012.
Find you. Yeah. Wherever you're at, Gotham City will be safe with me here.
God damn! Now, Dark Knight Rises. It's got the Bane in it,
which looks pretty cool. I've seen some pictures of him.
And Bane in history is supposed to break the Bat's back.
He
breaks Batman's back. Takes him out of the game.
I wonder if this is the last one.
Well, he comes back.
Oh,
he rehabilitates.
I just found a weird fact because I'm looking up Clint Eastwood right now. He was supposed to play Two-Face in the TV show, but it was
really
it was canceled.
Interesting. Yeah, there was gonna be with the success of what year was that? By the way, that was in the '60s.
Mm-hmm.
There was with the success of Smallville, when that came out, they were actually going to make a Bruce Wayne television show.
Oh, I would have watched that.
Bruce Wayne when he was a teenager.
Oh, maybe not.
And, you know, his forming into Batman, like Smallville, but that never happened. There was also supposed to be a Batman Beyond movie. And they had everything, but that got canceled. All right, so we've gone through the list of DC and Marvel movies, and I guess we could go head-to-head, but we're running short on time.
We've run out of time, really.
but if you just go by the mass of Marvel movies, and even if you take out all the bad Marvel movies and put them up against all the DC movies, bad and good, Marvel pretty much conquers.
I still like Batman.
You got
me too.
Okay, let's just look at it this way.
Or should we look at it the epic movies?
The good. Okay, so the epic movies: Superman 2. Batman Returns, Batman Begins,
Steel.
right, you're leaving off Steel, Dave.
Dark Knight. So I won't even count that out. The audience can count it out. And let's go to Marvel. We're going with Blade.
Oh, yeah.
As good movies, original Blade.
Yeah.
Original Blade. Yes.
X-Men.
Yeah.
Yep.
What about Spider-Man?
Haven't gotten there yet.
No. Oh.
Blade 2.
Right. I wouldn't put that as epic.
Okay, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll just pass. Daredevil. X-Men 2.
No.
I wouldn't say
it was epic.
I thought Adam?
I would give it that one.
I'm going with epic too. So that's 2-1. Sorry. It's a good thing we have a third person here.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2?
Yes. Oh, yes. Spider-Man 2 was like the best of all, I thought.
I skipped Punisher. That's all right. Okay. You? X-Men 3, Ghost Rider, Spider-Man 3, Iron Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible Hulk.
I wouldn't say it was epic.
Epic? No. No, okay. I really liked it. I don't know that it's epic.
Wolverine, Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thor.
No.
No? All right. So we're checking off the epic ones. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, six, seven epic Marvel movies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 epic DC movies.
Oh, there you go.
And that's not counting the movies that are coming out.
Statistically. Statistically. I would say with the amount of tries that DC had over Marvel, I still think, percentage-wise, I think DC wins. I mean, look at how many tries Marvel had to get 7 big blockbuster hits. Huge,
well,
epic
movies. Well, no, you're talking epic. If you want to talk blockbuster, if you want to talk blockbuster, then you still have to count Blade 2.
Yeah.
And you still have to count...
We'll go with epic then. Sorry.
You still have to count X-Men 3, and you still have to count Incredible Hulk. Even the first one was pretty successful, and Thor.
Okay, we'll go with epic then. I was trying to say epic.
Yeah, we're going with epic movies.
Epic.
Because if you go back down the line, because Superman 3 was a failure, Superman 4 was a failure, Supergirl was a failure, Swamp Thing wasn't seen. Now, but then Batman and Robin and Batman Forever were both huge. Successes.
Successes. I mean, watching Arnold walk around in a big frozen suit was hot.
God.
By the way, I'm not gay.
I think we've protested too much.
it's a callback.
I had two more topics I wanted. Okay, so we've decided based on the three of us.
Yeah.
Based not statistics.
Statistically,
we're going with Marvel over DC.
Yes.
Adam agreed.
No.
Nick can't agree, but
no, I'm DC all the way.
I think I will.
I was a DC character. I got to be a DC.
You can't lie against the numbers here.
I'm saying 6-7 is, and it's with still, less movies.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Fans.
Don't make me count. Yeah.
Write us. I want to hear your feedback on this.
If anyone has feedback, write
Here's the thing, is I like all the DC movies better.
Better?
Yeah. Like the Batmans, I like all the Batmans better than the X-Mens and the Spider-Mans.
Really?
I mean, I could watch Batman all day. I don't think I could watch Spider-Man or X-Men
But the
all day.
Numbers don't lie. It's 6-7. Okay. Well, that's what our criterion is, then. Yes.
I see. If they made it this far into the podcast, let's hear what they think.
If you have any feedback, please go to our...
if you have any feedback.
Feedback.
If you're whacking to this.
If you're whacking to this, then you're sicker than both of us.
Let us know about it.
You
Who
guys
cares?
Clearly know what's going on.
Who cares? Let's
you
hear
can,
about it.
You can go to our Facebook page at Another Waste of a Podcast, and please friend us, because we'd like
That's
to
right.
know.
That's right.
Our friend.
Which is funny, because we've got 11 friends and 11 downloads.
There you go. Well, hello, 11 people.
Please check out our, if you want to tell us anything, you can go to our Facebook page, or not a Facebook, you can send us an email at,
You have to look it up.
I have to look it up. I always forget.
Oh, Dave.
It's awoapodcast@gmail.com. Right, Adam?
That's it. AWOA podcast.
So A...
Oh, he's checking it now.
AWOA, yeah, because that's another waste of AWOA podcast at gmail.com.
That's right.
So you can send us an email there. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, good luck, because I haven't posted anything in a while.
Hey, let's add on there. If you think I should come back, the intern, add on there.
If you think that Nick should come back next week, Nick the intern, please post that. We'll post that on our page. And if anybody's listening, we'll post it. Now, last week, Adam, if you recall, we asked, we generally asked what people thought we looked like.
Yes.
And we had one response to that, and
we did?
Yeah, it was on my page, and it was strange, because I just saw it in passing, because I didn't get an alert to it, and I'm like, wait a minute.
You weren't alerted.
I wasn't, they didn't alert me. Our dedicated, we have one dedicated listener, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt. Adam?
Yeah. Hey, Matt. What's up?
Now, mind you, Matt knows who I am and knows what I look like, but he wrote, "Gotta admit, you kind of look like Eric Spoelstra." And he is the...
Who's that?
He is the coach of the Miami Heat.
No. He's old and fat.
And I wrote, no, he's not.
He's not?
No.
Oh,
he's
I'm thinking,
young and
oh,
Mexican.
He's young and Mexican.
I'm thinking about the Magic. Sorry.
No.
No.
Oh, no way. I hate that guy. But thanks for listening to the show.
There you go.
That's
you gotta
right.
be positive, Dave. Way to
Thank
follow
you, Matt
that.
Roth.
So, Matt, did I give his last name?
I just did because I saw it on your Facebook.
There you go. Friend him, too.
Yeah. So thanks, Matt. And then we got another one of our downloads was from Italy.
Ooh.
So that was Cody.
Yes.
So that was Cody.
Bonjour.
I think we had another click.
Not French, but okay.
I try.
I think we had another click from London. They're stopped downloading from London, but they're still clicking from London.
Au revoir.
Whoever this person is.
I'm bilingual.
I could tell.
I speak a couple.
But he's not.
I'm not
gay.
I'm not gay.
But he's not gay.
Hey, I think we should talk about something racy. All right. Not racist. I mean, we just talked about DC and Marvel Comics. I think we should talk about something interesting.
Has anyone ever done any manscaping?
Manscaping at the lake?
No.
Where's the weirdest places?
I get my eyebrows waxed.
Eyebrows waxed?
Yep.
I've got my chest waxed once.
Ouch.
Really? Yeah. Ouch.
Well, I mean, I'm not hairy at all. You know, it's just that little middle patch, but...
Yeah, what'd you do that for?
I actually called the government and said I have a new way to torture people. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean...
That was bad.
It was so bad. It hurt so bad I was laughing. It hurt.
Tears.
Have you ever hurt so bad you just laughed? That's what happened to me. It was... Ugh. Ugh. Yeah, so that was my manscaping story. Yeah.
I decided just to shave my lower region the other day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, you got to keep it trimmed, for sure.
I got rid of it all.
Ooh.
All of it?
All of it. Just was like, you know what? Let's give it. Let's see what happens.
You're a brave man.
Used some clippers and an electric razor.
Yeah.
No blade for me.
You put electric down there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, yeah. Not on the... Not in the area itself. Skin catching.
It's still a brave man.
Stinging.
There, Dave. Stinging.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, look at that. I did this and went up to Sarah. I'm like, huh? And she goes, I don't like it.
Oh, now.
I have a
good
feeling.
Good thing that you grow hair very quickly, Dave.
It's back.
I have a feeling that it just makes it look smaller. It's like there's nothing to focus
on.
It's
huge. It's huge. No, massive.
Massive.
That's why Sarah was like, nah, not, like, eh. No.
That's why she didn't like it.
Like, it's too big, dude.
It's your old Jewish penis.
Yeah. So.
But I'm all for the balls, man. That's, I mean, not knowing.
Wait a minute. What did he just say?
for the shaving of them. They're awesome. There's not a better, I'm not gay. There's not a better feeling, I think. Than to do that.
The last time I shaved it all off was way back in the day, and it was I'm like, oh, let's see what this does. And then the next day, my mom goes, oh, you have a doctor's appointment this afternoon.
Oh.
So I had to go to the doctor's office, and he had
old as a baby.
He had to look and go, and he asked me, he goes, did you shave that off for medical reasons or recreational?
You should have said bald.
He just said, I'm a swimmer.
I'm hairy everywhere else. I just decided that I was going to shave that area. The only area covered by my bathing suit.
You were going to Europe that summer.
Because I want to fit in. I'm wearing a tinier bathing suit.
Right.
So, yeah. So that was a mistake.
Mm. Yeah.
It's growing back. So no one should be concerned.
Yeah.
I was a little, but I'm okay. Thank
it's not
you.
As itchy as I thought it was going to be, but it was a little bit itchy.
Mm.
So everyone can do it now.
There you go.
Should be a trend.
Trend with the ladies now.
The ladies?
The ladies like it.
They do. The ladies don't
to themselves. I mean, they don't like, I don't know. I mean, I think they're mixed. Adam, I think when you said the trimming, I think they like that.
Yeah, I would think the trim.
The completely shaved, I think that freaks them out.
Yeah, probably not so much.
No. I think that really freaks them out.
All right.
I mean, obviously, we have one.
Well, we already know for a fact.
We know from one credible source.
Yeah. Well, I trust Sarah.
I had two more topics on my list, which we're not going to tackle tonight because we are run out of time. One was we're talking about flea markets.
There you go.
And
they're awesome.
Because we got to talk about flea markets.
That could be an entire show. And the other thing was I ask every week for people to give feedback, like I mentioned earlier, and have gotten nothing. So I found a way that we can help people without them actually asking us questions.
Yeah.
By going to Yahoo Questions.
Ooh.
Yes.
Because people ask questions on Yahoo Questions all the time or whatever Yahoo Answers.
And we could just go answer them?
Exactly.
There you go.
So that'll
be a segment that we'll have, like every other, like every three podcasts, we'll have a Yahoo Answers.
The answer will come from another Waste of a Podcast. So we'll automatically get, some advertising out of
there
that.
There you go.
Good job, Dave.
Thank you.
Good
way
job.
To go, Dave.
I'm bowing.
He is. He almost just headbutted the microphone.
Well, now it's not that cool.
I'm sorry. I take that back.
Thanks. And needless to say, the show is over.
Yes.
people need to go home. But like I always say, the best part about this being a podcast is that people can pause.
There you go.
And come back.
They won't miss anything.
Exactly. They can pause and come back later, and they don't have to listen to an hour and a half straight.
But if you are one of those people like the book where they listen, where they read the first couple pages and then the last couple pages, they listen the first couple minutes and the last. You have to hear the middle of this.
Exactly.
Yeah, you
the
do.
The middle
you
of
don't
the podcast
the
is strong. It's big.
That's where
especially the manscaping.
That's the end of the podcast.
Oh yeah, that's the big.
No matter what. All right. Well, another Waste of a Podcast number 15 is in the can.
There you go. Farewell. Thank you for my first podcast. It was awesome. I'll be
Thanks,
back.
Thanks, Dick. I hope you come back.
Yeah.
Well, here we go. Good night, Adam. I hope you have a pleasant evening.
Thank you. Good night.
Nick, good night. I hope you have a pleasant evening.
Good night. Orlando, we love you.
This is another Waste of a Podcast, and this is a band called Man Rays, the lead guitarist from Def Leppard, a song called Turn It Up. Enjoy.